Thank you so much to the Blogin Broadcasting Services, BBS, for broadcasting this show with Winfrey and Teddy Brown live over the internet. Welcome to you all listening in. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call at today's day of the 28th of February, 2018. Again, thank you for being here, and we have on the phone line, every time you hear a ding, that somebody else joining in. We had a few more people come in the last minute. Thank you for being here. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
I did pick up Terry from Dallas. Good evening to you, Terry. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I heard another lady's voice. Please go ahead.
Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let's see. We have not that many callers. Today is the 28th. I'm going to tell you guys, don't tell anyone else, that it is my 50th birthday today. My name is...
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
My name is Heinz Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, hi. So her website is quantumwellness.com.
All right, cool. QuantumWellness.com. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. Or the next caller, welcome to the call. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Prudy in Michigan.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Heis. Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi.
Hello.
All right.
I'm from Seattle.
Who is that from Seattle?
I was just saying hi to the lady who's called in.
Okay. Diesel speaking.
Hi, Diesel. Hi. You thought I was saying hi from Seattle. You're from Seattle.
I did pick up Seattle. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How are you this evening?
Good, Brenda. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
All right. And another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heis. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to this broadcast show. Don, thank you for being here.
Thanks, thank you.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
And we wait for Ben and Teddy to show up. And welcome to all those listening in online through BBS. Thank you for being here.
Looked at that Fireburn Doctor, whatever that thing was. I don't know if anybody looked at that.
Yes,
it's kind of interesting. Kind of interesting that apparently your body seems to go into like an autoimmune thing when you get burned. It's pretty
amazing. And then doing it all for free, you just have to dial in and get rid of your burns.
Seems like
do you know the website, Don?
Not on me.
It was something like burndoctor.com. I can't remember. Yeah,
Burn Doctor or Fireburn Doctor or something like that.
Fireburndoctor.com.
Yeah, one of those. Seems like it should be something you probably do yourself if you knew what's going on. I read a book quite a while ago about the Aboriginal people in... go ahead.
Good evening, Terry.
Hi.
Welcome to the call. I'm just texting Vin right now.
Oh,
hi, Terry.
Okay.
You sound good.
Hi, Terry.
You sound a lot better. Awesome. Thank you for being here, Terry.
You're welcome.
Doing what you're doing.
All right.
I'm better than last week.
Yeah, feeling better.
Good for you.
What questions do you have?
Two more people joining. Welcome to the call. Occasion.
This is Bonnie from Washington. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Bonnie from Washington.
Hi,
welcome.
Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. Thank you. Hi.
And another person joining. Welcome. If you want to, please say name and location.
Oh, hi, hi. It's Robin from Oceanside.
How Robin, are you? Hey, you. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Starting to say, I read a book a while ago about the Aboriginal people of Australia, and apparently they could, you know, spiritually, mentally do all sorts of healing on each other, even healing broken bones and things, supposedly. Hmm. I wasn't there, but it's an interesting book.
All right. We had, I believe, Hillis joined in. Hello, Hillis. A.K.A. Susan.
Hi.
Or shall I call you the anonymous lady?
I thought you said Phyllis.
No, Hillis.
Yes.
Hillis is my real name, and it's your phone name. Thank you for being here, Susan.
Thank you.
All right. Does somebody else join in? Welcome. If you want to, please say name and location.
This is Chris from Elvis.
Chris, good evening. Welcome.
My name is Elvis.
Thank you for being Mr. Presley.
How about this? How about Crowvis?
How's your rave with that?
Elvis. Elvis. Elvis.
You have a lot of background noise, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hear me going. It's raining, man. It's raining here. It's been raining for. We've got flooding and everything here. I'm going in. Okay.
They're expecting heavy rain over here in Northern California tonight. Lasting for a
and
few
wind
days.
Too.
We'll see what happens. Where to?
Wind.
And in Boulder Creek. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Anna Cantwell.
Hello, Anna. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we've had some snow up here in Seattle.
Wow.
Snow and hail.
Winds are supposed to be gusting to 45 miles an hour tomorrow.
Well.
Wow. All right. So, Terry Brown, do you know about the free guy? What's up?
Hey, Cecil, did you live in Seattle when Nirvana and all that stuff was going on?
When was that?
You know, like the 80s, 90s, all the bands, the grunge, all the grunge bands.
Seattle rock, yeah. Many famous bands were born over there.
That's the one social trend in my life that I saw happening when I heard Smells Like Teen Spirit played on commercial radio. I knew that was the beginning of the end of the alternative rock scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw Nirvana here before they were even popular. There was like 200 people there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome.
Howdy.
And I welcome also those listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
Yes, a pleasure being here. I wanted to talk about the call last night. It was excellent. The whole planet hearing.
Right. And somebody else joined in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
This is Brenda. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear, Brenda.
Okay. I was talking about the call last night. It was very interesting. I would sure like to get a copy of that Whole Planet Healing call, but you can't get it on, can you?
The thing is, they last only one day, because as soon as you have the new call, tonight's call, then, you know, that is going to be the replay. I don't think they're uploaded onto the Internet.
That was a powerful call, and I'm going to tell you, I was listening to it on my way to work this morning.
Yes.
I really got into it while I was sitting there waiting for the public transportation.
Yeah, send an email to Wynn and then ask him for a replay, and he might be able to send you one per email.
Yeah, he did.
All right. If you had more people join in, welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Positive greetings from Sedona, Hive.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, sir.
Hi. And more have joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi. It's Michelle in Cambria.
Hi, Michelle. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Someone else turned in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
Hey, Brenda, do you have Wynn's free book, The Creator Gods?
No, I don't.
You might want to get that. Part of what he's reading, the part about grace, was from the book. It's in the book.
Oh.
You can get it for free, an e-book download.
Yes, it's on his homepage of his intelligent-infinity.com, except the main website seems to be down right now. If you go to intelligent-infinity.net, you probably will find it. But I remember when I read that years ago, that piece about grace, I felt all like the tingles, like beautiful tingles running through my body. And that was
my favorite part of the book, too.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Welcome to the call.
Good morning.
As Brenda was bringing up last night's Whole Planet Healing call, how awesome it was. As
powerful.
To
that, well, last night, yeah, powerful, Win. Powerful. I was listening to it on my way to work, listening while I was waiting for public transportation, and I'm telling you, you really got to listen to that to get it. You can't listen just like, you really got to put your ear and listen. Geonomical configurations. Wow, powerful.
Geometrical
configurations, and if they're not all in tune, oh my goodness, I definitely could listen to that again. It's unfortunate that call is not going to be on after tonight because once the Whole Planet Healing comes on, but I'm telling you, I guess I could get it. I was told I could get some of it from the Creator of the Gods, the book.
Creator God book.
Give me a tape of that, though, the Whole Planet Healing for the 27th?
Well, if somebody volunteers, we can start downloading some of those calls and putting them up.
Wow.
Okay? We do have access to them, you know?
Make a note of the date, Brenda.
Oh,
and
get that date. That just put everything in perspective, in a sense, for me. That was the nucleus of the whole thing for me. It just... Mm. Really was powerful. Who would ever thought that grace meant so much, like how it was explained? That was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when we first came through with that, it was powerful. It was, wow.
As the young folks would say, that was the bomb.
That was the bomb, huh?
The bomb, yeah.
Brenda, I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Yeah, I had to mention it. It was choking me. I had to say something. Sorry, folks.
That's okay. You know what? There's the thing. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it,
does it make a noise?
Is there sound?
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
I was in the forest once and I saw a tree fall and I didn't hear anything.
It's like if a deaf person was there and they didn't hear anything, that doesn't mean that it didn't make a noise.
Yeah, it was very windy though. It was blowing the sound away probably, but I didn't hear anything.
Wow.
It's the way I tell them.
What's the definition of the word sound?
Which
just
came first, the chicken
frequency.
Or the egg?
It's just your ear, the brain, that create the illusion of the sound.
It's by the ear observable vibration, I guess.
So how does this call work? What type of questions should we ask? Is it a general kind of
Yes, like how do I get rich quick? And then you put
it on.
Good idea.
You have to submit a question online, and then Terry channels the answers.
The email address you can submit a question to is questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and Vin dropped out.
Yeah,
so now we can talk about him.
Email your question to that address, and then...
And then Vin is going to decide, if he's going to pick that question or not. It needs to be like a... or he might sometimes ask the question, just makes a little change to it.
Sometimes there's not enough time if there's a lot of questions, so...
At this point, we are 16 minutes over the hour.
Wait, start.
So those questions can only come in the form of it be going to that particular site and putting the question. You can't
email.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It is. They go to this one assigned email address from Wynn. Yeah. So Wynn is checking that email address for the questions during the Wednesday night call.
Got it.
I mean, you might ask before the call starts. Maybe he would ask, but he usually doesn't do that. Usually you have to submit by an email.
And you send those questions in a week prior to
No.
Rather at the day of, like on the Wednesday before the call sometime.
Got it.
And even when the call is going on, if there are, he will check the email inbox still to see what questions are being asked if.
Yeah, if you send it too early, it might get lost in all his emails.
Yeah.
And welcome to those that are listening in on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. I believe that Vin is currently trying to find his charger for his cell phone.
I thought maybe his helicopter got broke down again.
No, his helicopter's still hanging out there. I see it.
That's good.
Winds are not too high.
Oh, way.
But I cannot tell if his battery died or if the satellite dropped out of the sky.
So waiting for the drone-like personal vehicles. I saw a video a while ago. Some guy supposedly was, I don't know if he had a prototype or he's working on his, like a thing you'd sit on, and it had like eight, I don't know how many propellers, like a drone, mm-hmm. and you could fly around on it. But I haven't seen anything.
The Jetsons.
We've
already got them in China. Theaters.
Yep. It's shut down.
Seems like it should be doable.
Just make sure you're well strapped in.
Look out for low-flying birds.
And keep your health insurance paid up.
Hey, Teddy Brown.
Yeah, I better go check on them.
Another question I have personally, real quick. The man who walked, were you able to get that going? Do you know what's going on?
Yeah, I emailed you. I sent it today. I did the postage on the 20th, but I didn't make the card, and so I'm going to have to cancel the postage, but I made new postage. It's already mail priority.
All right. And you're going to send it one of those days?
Yeah, it'll go tomorrow.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. I put a little card in there from you.
That is very awesome. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. All right. I didn't see you come in. All right.
I dropped out.
Yes. All right. Since we are quite Getting low in time. I'm going to mute the phone lines.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
28.
This conference is being recorded.
This is February 28th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And everybody everywhere, it's not whole planet dealing. It's our Wednesday question and answer call. And Hives, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Was there somebody on the call for the first time tonight?
Not that I know, but a few people didn't announce themselves, so that could be.
I mean, somebody was asking questions about how do we do this and stuff.
Yes. That might have been the first time caller. I'm not sure.
Yeah. First of all, excuse us for being so unprofessional tonight. Since we're doing so many calls in a week, I've lost it. I come as I am. That's the only way to do it. And on our Wednesday, we have an unusual relationship that we've built with, you could call them sources in higher dimensions. And this has been an ongoing relationship where they tracked me down in two personal relationships. And there's a lot, if you haven't studied it, there's a lot to it, because it's hard to believe that what we're doing could actually happen, because they treat us like friends. They're very forthright. They tell us how things work in the interface between their realm and our realm. And occasionally people have miracles, and you have to observe it for a while. Most people do, to integrate it, to take it in and say, oh my God, these guys are real. And I don't have anything to prove or anything, you know, to say you should believe this. I tell people you shouldn't believe it. You shouldn't believe it until it rings true for you. And we offer a huge amount of free material so that you can have the opportunity to check it out. And many people who have checked it out, who have listened to the calls, who have read the books, not only believe it's true, they have something happens inside them. It's a shift. And it's akin to, I guess, a religious or spiritual shift where you know something is real, but it's not based on faith. Not to say that there's anything wrong with faith, but in this case, because of the way we present this, because of the way you can listen to their answers to questions, because you have the opportunity to ask questions, there's an unusual opportunity to interface with these guys. They call themselves Group Soul, and they don't say they're God. In fact, they say they don't want to be worshipped. Or at least that's not their prime motivation in connecting with us. But they can alter our realities. And that's one of the most amazing things to observe when that happens. When I say alter one's reality, I mean end up having a miracle of sorts. Something happens in the physical realm that couldn't happen. So if you keep paying attention, there's a good chance you'll get it. Okay? So on the call this evening, people submit questions to me. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com.
And Terry is going to channel the answers to the questions that I choose to focus on this evening. So, on that note, we have this invocation for protection. When we bring in these energies, we need protection from negative sources that might intrude on it. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our source?
We greet you in the light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. It is a sacred moment in time when we are able to make such a connection from the higher realms to the third dimension, the physical universe. It is our delight to be with you. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then disregard it and does not apply to you at that time. Somebody may ask your question, but the answer for them may be entirely different than the answer for you. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line. It is only the voice that comes through the telephone line or the computer. We are delighted to assist where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes. My first question is from Robin.
Who?
And Robin. Robin.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And she is in, I believe, Oceanside area, okay? The other day, Robin.
Yes.
We're talking about Robin who helps post our websites, okay?
Yes.
Okay. The other day, I woke up in the middle of the night, but it was in a dream, and it was totally dark, like the dark I imagine in space. I felt like I was in the void, which I was once told by a teacher that it was this long distance that seemed to stretch into infinity that the soul goes through right before approaching the one infinite creator's love light. And The next question is based on what that teacher told her, and you might want to validate if that is in fact true. But her question is, how long will I be in the void before I get to the one infinite creator? And what exactly is the void? I know I feel like I am alone. I'm alone in the universe. And there's a very, very intense feeling of loneliness and uncomfortable darkness. Thank you for everything. Robin.
Thank you. When you are in the long tunnel, you are not in the void. The void is really a nothingness. Once you begin to enter distance and time, you are no longer in the void. You are beginning in the manifest world. And you are coming into it alone or leaving it alone, which would account for the lonesomeness. How long will you be in the void or be in the way to the void? Normally, you do not go that way toward the void. You normally would move toward the light or toward the heavenly realm or the tunnel of light. When you find yourself in the long dark tunnel, then it is a phenomena that you have encountered in sleep. And you can...
Okay.
Thank you. You can step out of it.
Okay. Just refining that question and making it more universal. Instead of just Robin's experience, it sounds to me there's a comparableness to the point when you die or the point when you go through that void. Could we say that's true?
Well, we wouldn't like to generalize like that. This is an individual experience.
Okay. Okay, let's leave it at that, okay? And go to Edna's question. I am currently in a personal life transition. End of last year, I broke up with my long-term boyfriend, and in the midst of all the emotional storm, something really nice happened. My colleague, who sits next to me at work, revealed to me his love feelings that he has been having for about a year. Somehow, I was not surprised, since I had been picking up on the energy for quite a while. I'm really happy right now and believe the future is going to bring much more love around me. My question to sources, do I have something to do with this synchronicity? I know I kind of changed.
Did she have something to do with what?
The synchronicity. I guess she means this new situation. Attracting them to her. I know I kind of changed events around, and I wonder if I was working on this event on a certain level.
Yes, we feel that you were, and we feel that this is an opportunity for much growth and bringing in much happiness.
Thank you. Next question. Let me see here. Is from Don Herman. Please explain a bit more about intention in the metaphysical sense. How does intention influence the physical world?
It is an energy, and this energy radiates out from you, and it helps to color the energies around you and bring them in alignment with your desired goal.
How do you make that energy stronger so it's more effective?
Set what you want as the goal. Picture aspects of the goal. Put a picture on your refrigerator so that you can extend and expand the energy of the intention.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. I've heard about people that do this, that put pictures on the refrigerator, and they report. I remember Jack Canfield, who had the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, put a picture on his refrigerator of it being a number one New York Times bestseller. And it was. It became that, you know?
Yes.
So, okay.
And it anchors it in the physical universe.
Why the refrigerator?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't just have to be a refrigerator.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Question from Robert and Jocelyn.
We have one more comment about the refrigerator. It is a place where people visit and can often look at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. My father is deceased and helping me in my life in his spirit form. I want to make sure he's doing so with full awareness and is not lost. Robert, you should have given me your city for a question like that. But let's see.
It was Robert and someone else?
Robert and Jocelyn.
Okay. It is never lost when one gives you that love and that caring and watching over you. It is never lost. Even if you didn't know it, it puts a beautiful energy there.
I think people have this idea of there being a hierarchy of places to go, and that somebody should go to the highest level of that hierarchy. And if they're, say, in this case, where Robert's father is hanging out with him, well, maybe he's missing something on the higher levels that he should be going to. And I don't think that's the case. I think that oftentimes when somebody who is crossed over chooses to be of service to someone they care about. It creates
It is a very high level service.
Yes. And it creates, you know, I think one of the misconceptions that people have is that we're on this staircase trying to get higher, so to speak, and that if you do this, it'll keep you from going higher. But there is a rudimentary misconception because there is no higher. It's a construct that helps us keep ourselves motivated, but there's nothing higher than love, and love can exist in its most beautiful form in this realm. That's my thoughts, anyway. You want to comment on that? Am I accurate?
Love is one of the highest services. And it isn't even a service, it's a fact. It's a fulfillment. And to fulfill a relationship by guidance and love and care is a very high service.
And Rich, let me rephrase your question slightly about the CERN Hadron Collider. And his question is, should we shut down the CERN Hadron Collider at this energy output stage? And what are the risks of continuing with increased energy particle collider shots at the CERN Collider?
Thank you. They are forging ahead into some areas unknown, that when you have a reaction, you have an equal opposite reaction. When you have energies that are built up, it can go into the Earth. The energies can be absorbed by the Earth and can go to the antipole, the opposite side of the Earth, and can create disturbances in energy there, which then could create earthquake actions. So it would be good to do an investigation of what is the opposite side of the Earth from the Hadron Collider, and to see the prevalence of earthquakes that are emanating in a deep level from that area, and see if there is a correlation. It creates an energy which then the Earth has to absorb and to take care of, and it is not considered by them. So there's really not in the best interest of life as it is to continue.
Thank you.
Those are our comments.
Thank you. Question from John Munter in Warba, Minnesota. And we recently talked about how tendrils from the light body descend into matter to form a footprint, which are the quarks having entangled aspects.
Yes.
Is it easier to sense another's light body more than one's own because of the entanglement phenomena, or might it depend on the individual?
It does depend on the individual, and the light body particularly if it is strong, puts out a light, which others mm-hmm. can see. And sometimes mm-hmm. if the emanations are really strong, people can see the emanation of the body before it died and can see the whole of the image of the body just from the emanations from the light body.
Thank you. So John goes and asks, there's a saying which might apply, ecstasy is not ecstasy unless it is shared. And is this possibly why the individualistic Hinayana Buddhists, enlightenment in a cave, might possibly take longer than the out-in-the-world householder Mahayana path? And just to remind you, we mentioned those. Thank you, John. You remind. I think I wasn't sure of my memory, but there's two kinds of Buddhism, Hinayana and Mahayana. And Hinayana is where somebody says, I'm going to get enlightened and I'm going to shut the world out, like being in a cave. And Mahayana says, I'm going to get enlightened, but I'm going to be out in the world, so I must enlighten everything around me to hold my enlightened space.
They're different. The one that goes in the cave is going within their inner self, and they are clearing levels and understanding and knowing about themselves in levels that take them to great heights of knowledge. And this is something that you, ones that are out in the world where their attention is outward, do not get the experience of. They have a different experience, and their selves, their light bodies, are developed in relationship to shared experiences. And so there are totally different paths.
Would one who's going through a series of lifetimes have one experience and then come back and have the other?
Definitely.
And in which order would it normally occur?
Depending on the person and their experiences and what happened in their childhood.
So in other words, someone could have a Mahayana experience and someone could have a Hinayana experience. And it doesn't matter which one would come first, right? Okay. And if one was asking the question in terms of graduating from this realm, which experience would have more of a tendency to cause someone to graduate?
Both are ways. One might get deeper in understanding themselves in the cave experience where they go inward.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other experience, in giving themselves in service, they can open themselves up to graduate in that manner also.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. There was a standing question that we didn't get to on Sunday. Maybe I'll ask the first question right now on it. And could you explain what faith is and how we can utilize it to enhance our spiritual connections.
One has a certain amount of faith and trust already that when they walk, the ground will be there, that the street will be there, the people, the rules will be there. There is a great amount of faith that one goes through. That's why when a terrorist comes and creates a sudden unexpected event, then faith is shattered and one begins to not trust the environment, not trust the other people, not trust the cars driving down the street. And it starts to put a lack of faith into the society. So the terrorists are doing a real disservice towards community and trust and people getting along. So there is a certain amount of faith that one can get just because, you know, they're here. They somehow got here. And they're scared about, you know, what happens after I die. But they can have a certain amount of faith because they got here. And here they are. And so their faith in the process has brought them this far.
Thank you. I think on that note, let me see. Is there a last minute question here that's short? No. On that note, maybe we'll play a song and end today's session. Hang on a second. Let's see if we have a song uploaded here. Oh, here, I'll play one of my songs. This is one of my older songs. And might be too long, though. Oh, well. If we cut off on BBS, we'll just continue it on here.